Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
All right. I will not accept... When you are right, I will tell you. When you're right and it takes a long time for me to realize it, I won't.
Y'all, I tell Poodle he needs to have a couch table behind his couch,
like those tiny little tables.
And just and instead, he put a rickety ass stool up stool up there.
A student thinks they're gonna fall every time.
Yeah,
and then when they like try to sit on the back of my couch, I'm like, please sit on the stool.
I went to get up today because I was on my knees. Don't ask. I actually set it up for the Patreon, and I put my hand on the stool and it almost gave out. I'm just saying.
And I want them to stand up the whole time. That's the thing. Y'all, if you want to take voice lessons with me, you got to stand the fuck up.
But if you want to have sex with him, get on your knees.
You can lay me down.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Okay, y'all, this is 90-day gays.
This is 90-day gays. Welcome.
Welcome to a special coronavirus edition.
I know, boy.
Y'all, we're out there. We know everyone's home. And if you're not home, you should be.
You should be.
And I know you got your kids, and hopefully they're in bed by now, or you've knocked them out somehow with a sedative.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, we know schools are closed, and you're having to deal with your children and probably your husband for the first time, and they are not useful. Or
and your dog's probably acting up too. Your cat's pissed off.
They're like running around like eating a bag of whole marshmallows.
Yes,
as dogs do.
You're on your period, and your husband just wants to fuck.
Oh, you know
y'all,
what? When that happens, you just tell him he'll. All you need to do is like jerk him off in front of a Skinamax movie.
Oh yeah,
you didn't watch me doing that, but I'm actually doing jerking off
with
symbol.
Some girl with fake tits just bouncing on some guy's boobs.
Next time your husband wants to have sex and you don't want to, turn on a Skinamax and jerk him off. You can read New York Magazine while you do it.
Don't forget the balls. A lot of girls forget the balls. Those are important.
I wouldn't know about girls. Anyway.
You wouldn't. No, I'm saying girls get it from men's balls.
Yo, just jerk your husband off. Just he doesn't need to have sex. Now, if it's me, I'm going to need to have it.
If it's Poodle.
I'm the other
side. He feels dead inside unless you're in his insides.
I can't feel anything.
But you know what?
You don't love me.
I do a celebration. It's like a whole like fireworks display. I put on a performance. I'm like Sarah Bernhardt.
I don't need to ever imagine that. That was gross. Y'all, we've had a long, fun day.
We've had a long, fun day.
We did. We posted, if you're not following us on our Instagram.
Can I just say we've had a long day?
Yeah, but it's been, if you are following us on our Instagram at 90 Day Gays, we posted a little behind the scenes video of us with Patrick. We have a lot of equipment for our Patreons now.
You know what we did? What else did we do this weekend?
We put money into this. What else did we do this weekend?
What did we do Saturday?
That feels like 3 weeks ago. What did we do Saturday? I don't know.
I'm going to move on past this if you don't want to talk about it.
Oh. Y'all. Oh.
For his birthday,
this,
y'all.
This is going to be a long show because I got to talk about
I
this.
I let him help y'all. Me organize. You know, he's always talking about ways to organize my apartment better. And I decided this year for his birthday, I would let him give me suggestions.
And by decided, and I told him this is what he was giving me for my birthday. And he knew I was really, and he was a little drunk when I asked him.
You really wouldn't take no for an answer.
I wouldn't.
Because you stand over me like Lenny from A Mice and Men,
like,
feeling like you're going to break my neck.
Clean,
Poodle, now,
clean.
George.
Clean.
Tell me about the rabbits.
Yeah. So, y'all.
Yo, he's very hulking and it's scary.
We thought we were going to get to the kitchen. We didn't get there. Oh, man, I should have gotten some water before I have to do Lisa later. Anyway.
You can have some of my water.
No, that's
I don't have
alcohol.
The Coronas.
No, it's fine.
This is water.
I'm fine. We're sitting 6 feet apart, by the way, on either end of
y'all,
the couch, y'all.
Social distancing.
Anyway,
wash your hands and don't touch your motherfucking face.
We scoured his bedroom. And I mean, there was one corner with just Amazon boxes in there, probably from all the sex toys he kept broken.
True.
He probably kept using those dildos and another one broke off. And then just, Alexa, order me another 14-inch dildo. 14-inch dildo
for kids.
Sold out because you already ordered them. That's probably what happened. But anyway, y'all, for those of you that have been with us since TV Party and you know who are,
yes,
I got rid of so many fucking t-shirts. We got rid
that's
of
right, y'all,
Poodle. How many bags?
We went through, and this is terrible. I already gave away like 2 bags of clothes.
Like 2 months ago, right?
Yeah, and I gave away 4 more garbage bags of clothes to Goodwill.
Full. 4 garbage bags, full.
And I will say, there were some t-shirts I was not ready to give up because they had holes in them. And
or
I didn't wear them outside the house.
On them. There was literal t-shirts that said...
Those were grease stains.
Like, he has a t-shirt that said, like, I don't know, like, Twinkulator or whatever. That had, like, lube stains on it. Or, like...
I have one that said baby.
Yeah, there was one that just said baby, yes. Or there's, like, a t-shirt with, like, Bugs Bunny and like urban gear.
There was one of those.
Like shit from literally 20 years ago. We got rid of so much of that.
Y'all, I have my mother's hoarding principle.
We cleaned out stuff. And not only did we clean, but this is my advice for you organizers out there, because Poodle got it. And when he got it, he got more excited about it. People organize stuff, but they say, I read by my couch, but I'm going to organize my books on the other side of the apartment. That's stupid. Organize the books.
Yeah, organize it how
where you
need
read
it to be.
By
think
your couch.
Think about how you live. Yeah.
So, like, Poodle wants to keep the lube by the bedside. That makes sense because that's where you're going to need it.
And you put it on the lower shelf.
And I put it on the lower shelf. So it's not seen for everybody when they walk by your bathroom. And go to your bathroom and your voice students don't see a big bottle of lube on your bed.
I close my door, but that's fine. Also, I did order a rug pad.
Yes, because his rug, he told me, it moves whenever they fuck on it. And I know this because when I move the bed, y'all, There was about 10 used condoms.
There were not. There were some condom wrappers. There may have been one used condom.
Every guy has a used condom under his bed. The rug under your bed is pregnant. I am sure of it. It is pregnant and it is having rug babies.
I'm having your babies.
I'm having your babies. So, needless to say, we still have to clean under the bed a little bit, but it's
it looks much better. And I thank you very much. Your judgment wasn't appreciated, but you know,
it goes back. A good sissy shout out to Kate Sess, our sissy who made this. We put this on our Instagram too.
A lot of people just can't tell us apart.
No, our how-to guide to differentiate between Maddie and Poodle.
This one's got a lisp and can barely speak.
And I like how some people are like, he does have a lisp. I didn't want to say, y'all, I know I have a lisp. I don't care. I'm proud of it.
Like,
but
it sounds like a fucking gay mascot.
But you can put under their bed for Maddie has earthquake supplies. Under their bed for Poodle, condoms. Just put that.
You know, I just couldn't reach under there.
We're still going to do the kitchen and then our living room.
I don't know how they got under there, honestly. It must get like a Tasman devil. Condoms go flying.
Because they were...
I'm just shocked they're actual condoms by my bed, y'all.
Well, those are definitely from not pre-prep days.
Y'all, you can Google prep. Prep gay.
Yep. They probably were on it. I think a guy put them on his dick thinking he was going to use a condom, and you went, not on my watch, and then bit the tip off with your teeth and just threw it back like a dragon discarding a human head. Exactly.
Condoms have no place here.
You will not pass in this ass. Shh.
I'm more for people doing whatever they want to feel comfortable, as long as they're going to fuck me.
Anyway, his bedroom looks great.
Let's get to the business of this week.
Let's get into business of this week. Thanks again, Kate.
I want to say our first business is that, y'all, we're doing a bonus show on Friday.
We are. We're doing this because
this is Corona Central and everyone's pissed off and at their house.
Yes. We were saying, like, these people are bored. They need something. We need to, like, give them something.
And I need to do something, honestly.
And we need something to do, too.
A bunch of shit got canceled for me this week, and I'm pissed.
And then Poodle had the idea of, well, what if we just let people ask a little Q&A?
Yeah, ask us anything.
Ask us anything. And the way, since there's a lot of questions and a lot of topics, the way we've done it is our Patreons or gay trends at any level are privy. That's a new post in our Patreon.
You can choose whatever.
There's like 13 or 14 questions.
Choose like your favorite three.
And then we're going to choose probably like a top five or six of those just for time.
And to answer.
And we're going to answer those questions. And then that'll be the show that goes up on
Friday.
Ask
us anything. Ask y'all anything.
You know, someone got excited about it and said, I've been wanting to do a show of like Queen's Queries.
Oh.
And I like that.
I could come up with something better.
See, that's Poodle. Anyway,
so that's the first big thing. That gets us talking about, you guys, we mentioned it last week.
Yep.
Our new weekly show that will be coming out in a couple of weeks.
Coming out in, we're going to talk about it. We don't know yet.
This corona, who knows?
Who knows?
But we're trying to get it out, you know, in probably a month or so.
Yeah.
We'll be doing two shows a week in our regular podcast, mm-hmm. our regular 90 days, and then something that's going to come out on Friday, called The Weekly Squeal.
The Weekly Squeal.
The Squeakly Wheel.
Weekly Squeal.
Weekly Squeal. Y'all, we're going to, one thing. One
Friday morning. We'll post it in the morning.
One component of The Weekly Squeal will always be your questions.
Yes.
They may be something about us. There may be something when you're wanting advice.
Yeah.
You may have a stepdaughter who is just being wild and out.
Whatever.
All night long.
You need advice about your relationship. One thing we will not do because Poodle
I will not tell you how many people I've slept with.
Because he doesn't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't
and
know.
And we will not tell you, BDF.
I will not tell you who's got a big dick or not, because the goddess tells me.
The goddess tells him, and Poodle saves that. Come at him on Cameo if you want to know about BDF.
Yeah, and give me a tip.
That's how Poodle operates. Yep,
not just the tip, the whole tip.
We've been having a lot of fun with Cameo, too,
by the way.
I've
had so much fun with Cameos. Y'all, I usually wear a wig for mine.
He loves them.
Because it gives me a little bit of frivolity.
And some people, like me, you get drunk like Darcy.
I still don't appreciate
Which,
that.
Which, speaking of, some of the sissies for my birthday got me.
Oh,
they got
my
me.
My God.
Sorry, y'all. It's a long show. I have a fucking Cameo.
Never gonna go to sleep.
From Darcy. I want to thank again Jackie, Andrea, Candy, Alyssa, Caitlin, and Sabrina for doing that for me. That was really, and who else? I think Alyssa. Yes, I think I got everyone.
All I know is she's like, Maddie, I'm so happy. You're like, I'm so, you have so much patience. Take care of Poodle and all your dick pigs.
And which, y'all, when she said Poodle
she said,
and dick pigs.
And when she said dick pigs, I screamed my fucking face off.
She thinks I own a poodle.
She does. I am the poodle he takes care of.
Yeah.
You take care of your poodle.
Take care of your poodle. And then there was like a wall of roses. She's like, oh, look at those beautiful roses. I love you. I'm rooting for you. You're my king. I'm your queen. You're my king. Anyway, y'all.
It was everything.
It was everything I've
he
wanted.
He could have wanted and more.
We should have recorded ourselves because yep. We were both.
I was dying.
Mouth agape. So anyway, thank you for that. We love Cameo.
Mouth agape.
Mouth
Gross.
Agape. And then speaking of Patreon.
There's one more. Yeah.
Y'all, we have, which this is helpful because one of our sissies.
Big news.
Christina, this is big news.
Huge news.
Y'all.
Huge
we've been
news.
Doing our Patreons and we've
Huge.
Been doing the watching longs. And especially now that
this is at the come at us level.
The come at us level, the upper tier. We were doing the watch alongs of the first season of 90 Day Fiancé, and they were a 45-minute show.
Yeah.
Well, then on season two is when they jumped
they
to an
into
hour and
2 hours
show.
Or an hour and 20-something
and
minutes
y'all,
commercials.
We'll be honest and we'll say, we feel like it was just boring to watch. It was too long.
It was boring, and also there's too much quote-unquote compelling editing, and we hate that.
Yeah, where they're like saying last week, and they're showing us again. So what we've done, I'm telling y'all.
We got an editor, y'all.
We are paying for an editor who is one of our sissies. And
Christina DeLeon.
And she is editing that shit down because she knows us. And basically, she reads us and says, that's not funny, bitch.
True.
And she's
so y'all,
cutting down to 30 minutes.
A $15, at the $15 come at us tier, you're going to get to see our watch along. It's a 30-minute highlight 30 reel.
It's basically a highlight reel.
The best.
Like,
it's like America's talk. Funniest Home Videos.
Or Pillow Talk, which is actually
That's
airing.
Probably more.
It's more like that. Like Pillow Butter Talk.
There's no Bob Saget making fart jokes.
Anyway, if you were one of those sissies out there who like to eat.
I'm bored.
To eat Cheetos and sit and watch Jake and I stare at the TV while we actually watch the hour
and
a half.
You're out of fucking
Sorry.
Luck.
So we.
And finger bang yourself with Cheeto fingers.
We actually feel like we're giving you. We're still having to watch it. So we feel like we're giving you a better value for it. So
yes.
We hope that. And what we're going to do, because again, we know you all fucking need shit right now because
yep.
You're going out of, from this week going forward until
April 15th, tax
until
day.
Tax day, we're going to release that to all of our patrons at the $5 level.
Yeah,
because
so $5 and $15 level. So you can see our new 30-minute cut.
We can't give it away for free because y'all saw the behind. Yep. We're paying for a lot of shit
and like,
now.
Come at us level, you guys still get the Bicurious.
And then so until tax day, and then after tax day, that watch along video is going to go behind the $15 tier.
Yep.
So that's what's happening with all of that.
This is exhausting.
It is.
We just talked for 15 minutes.
15 minutes, and we haven't even talked about this fucking show.
I have 4 tricks on the phone.
He's got a daisy chain of love.
I know.
Break these chains of love.
Shall we get into the episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. This is going to wreck my voice
for
the whole thing.
Get some water.
I probably should.
I told you can have some
water. I'm not drinking your water. We got the Wuhans.
The coronavirus. We don't call it the Wuhans. We call it the coronavirus.
Well, that's true, because it's not their fault.
We don't call it, yeah.
That's true. I didn't mean to be.
Chinese virus.
I didn't mean to be racist.
You're a racist.
No, you know, actually, one of my friends told me that you can still buy stuff in Asian grocery stores because people aren't buying shit there. So look there, y'all.
Well,
if it's been,
it's not going to live past when it's like shipped from
China. No, but like here in America, people are like trying to buy toilet paper.
Go
to an Asian store. Help them out.
Exactly. Baby girl Lisa.
Baby girl Lisa.
So, y'all, it's the morning after.
There's going to be a morning after.
So we've seen, the people who we've seen a morning afters for are Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Y'all, she had a good filter on. We saw Darcy and Tom.
Darcy and Tom.
Darcy's like, yeah, you hurt your foot, you hurt your ankle.
He had a bruised ankle, yeah.
Then we saw Akini. We remember Akini. What that was like. She's like, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Lisa, baby girl Lisa, who's like, yeah.
You're going to make me
it
do
was
this.
So good.
She was like.
Here, do it. Your voice is lower than mine.
I open my eyes, and there is my destiny laying next to me.
What happened last night?
We raw dogged the whole night. I mean, he begged for those condoms, and I said, no, you're going to have this American Gouda, this American pussy, and you're going to raw dog me, and you're going to love me, because raw dog.
I'd also like to say that she did soprano style, bada bing, we made love.
Bada bing, we made love. I'm not pregnant because my eggs are dead, but it was raw.
Anyway, she's the vilest person ever in 90 Day history, by the way.
She was pretty gross. I just want to say, Usman's like, I want to sleep because he didn't sleep at all last night.
He's like, I didn't sleep at all last night. Right. Thinking about all my delights. I was tossing and turning. Lisa's pussy has got me worrying. Gotta get some almond delight.
Almond delight.
Come at us if you remember almond delight.
I don't. I was just singing along.
You remember it.
No.
You do. It wasn't that long ago.
Anyway.
Toss. And the squirrels were dancing.
I just want to say, Lisa also said, listen here. I did not know that my Nigerian rock star boyfriend did not know about the BJ.
Oral sex.
But apparently, oral sex is an American thing, too. So, I had to get down there, and I had to slurp on that dick. And when I say slurp on that dick, have you ever seen that movie with that funny black actress? I don't remember her name. They all look the same to me. But she eats a banana. It's really funny. And she's just slurping on that dick like. That's what I did. I slurped on that dick because that's what an American does. And then he raw dogged me.
He just gave me the coronavirus.
And then he raw dogged me.
Oh, God. First of all, so he says she is 70% of what he expected, y'all.
After all that.
Y'all, if there's one thing you don't want to hear after your first night with your boyfriend, it's that you were 70% of what he expected.
No.
I guess it's better than the 55% from Nicole and Azan.
Oh, yeah. 70%. Even when he's kissing her, like, it's not, it gets awkward. Like, then they go and she, like, says, look what my friends packed for me. And she shows him the condom. And again,
he's like, ha ha.
She's like, baby love.
Like a condom.
Baby love, this is your first time not using a condom?
This is not his first time not using a condom.
And then Usman, he says, yeah, but he says it kind of like, you know when you're a kid and your
parents. Yeah, it's fine, Mom.
Your parents like, Jacob, Jaybird, did you eat those cookies from the cookie jar?
No.
And you say it in a high-raised voice? Or Mama would say, what would my mother say to me?
Matthew, did you eat a third or fourth piece of cake?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Or Jaybird, did you try to put your hands in Cousin Willie's friend's pants?
No, Mama.
No, Mama.
No, baby.
No, baby. So anyway.
He's lying. He's a notable liar.
Or this is a real one. When my mother said to me, Matthew, were you wearing my makeup? No, Mom. No, Mom. Honey, go wash it off.
Did you?
Go wash it
off. Did you throw my shoes in a field?
She's never going to see those Liz Claiborne.
That actually happened, y'all.
Y'all.
He threw his mother's shoes in a field.
Because I didn't want her to know that I had been wearing them.
I don't know how she would like chess for footprints in her shoes, but you were worried about it.
And when I ran to throw them away, of course I had to walk with them in the dirt. It was really hard because I knew this was my last chance.
Strangely enough, you didn't take them off of your feet and run barefoot. You still walked in heels, which I'm assuming was in a cornfield.
It was the field behind my house. I wanted to see if I could walk in them.
And then you threw them in a field, and your mom, where did those Liz Claiborne heels
that's
go?
That's why our neighbor, Debbie Jackson, started to stop talking to me for a little
bit.
Yeah,
that's why.
Anyway, y'all, the whole point of that is Usman's lying. Like,
he is.
He's lying out.
He's not
and
into
also,
her.
He's not into her, and also, of course, he's been raw-dogging girls.
Yeah.
You know what's oh, my God. I wonder if it's going to come out that he has a baby with somebody.
Possibly.
She'll lose her shit.
Well, she's been freaking out on social media when she's like, she has a belly, she lost her mind. So y'all, she's not a good reality person.
So when she sees that Usman said only 70%,
she's gonna lose her mind. Y'all, can I just reiterate, she's a terrible person. She's awful.
I haven't found the words to describe her yet. I mean, I don't think she's great, but there's like, there's something, I don't know. It's like, I don't know the right word. You're the, but almost like a Neanderthal or something. Just,
she is classless and she is she's not a good representative of Americans.
She did ask him to leave the bathroom before she freaked out about the bath. Her reaction was not great, but at least she said, I'm going to freshen up in the bathroom. And then she kind of went, oh my God.
Yeah,
I was surprised she did that.
Well, no, she acted like an entitled American.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to talk about how Usman could probably negotiate Mideast peace. If he can keep his friends happy and Lisa happy.
God bless this man.
Have him talk to Jared Kushner.
We don't talk about politics.
He's the one that's responsible.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, he does. I do love it. When she said, when your first time, you like it. He did. He totally did. Kind of what my stepmother, Brenda, did when I said last week. He totally pulled a, is that a new phone? Because he immediately changed the subject. Like, oh, baby, we need to go. Like,
he's like, she's like, what do you mean? I'm not that attractive. And he's like, we need to.
Is that a new phone? Yeah, we need to go eat. So anyway, we go to eat. She goes to eat with her friends, and apparently she's nervous about meeting his mom because Usman's mother thinks that she wants to take Usman to be a slave.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that. I don't think we have a lot of slavery
in the
U.S.
Thing, but y'all, preferably we're two white men talking about this. So,
but I'm saying
Americans, so let us know.
Like some places in the Middle East, there is still slavery. But in the U.S., they're not usually Africans who are kidnapped to become slaves.
I don't know where that's coming. All I know is mom's going to be fun to meet. I'm ready for this one.
I want to talk about how Lisa's leaving the hotel room with like wet hair, and someone posted a Lisa survival kit, and it had Aussie scrunch spray, and I about lost my mind. Y'all, she's got that in her hair. She's got scrunch spray in her hair. Come at us if you remember that purple bottle of Aussie scrunch spray, because I used it.
It smells so good.
It smelled like grape.
Sarah Tidwell. Sarah Tidwell. She was one of the most beautiful girls in high school.
She loves scrunch spray.
Bless her heart. I mean, I don't think she was smarter than this microphone cord. I mean, couldn't do. But she was dated one of my friends, and she dated one of my friends, Jody, and he was a sex fiend.
Ooh.
And
was he hot?
I mean, he was attractive. He was one of those guys who was kind of charming, but like he also just, she did
big dick face.
She did all this freaky deaky shit because he was just into it, and she kind of didn't know any better. So probably by the time she got married to her husband, I thought, I bet her asshole feels like
she was just all raw dogged out.
Raw dogged out, but she was super sweet. And Jody's really, you know, he had to get a pancreas or a liver transplant. He almost died. He's in better health now. He's a manager at Applebee's. He's sweet.
Southern stories always and sad, y'all.
He was my stepmom Brenda's nephew.
Oh.
We're all related.
Can we move on?
I think he was related to the Talaferros, too.
Which you still don't know how to spell.
Yeah, I do.
I had to look it up.
Anyway.
So she sees
my friends don't listen to this.
She sees his phone and it's blowing up. She's like, your phone's blowing up.
Your phone's blowing up. He's getting hits all the time, and I bet it's those bitches.
Yeah, like, so she's trying to, like, negate him from answering his phone.
Also, I just think Lisa has a different sense of reality, because when she went to Usman's house, she's like, this does not look like the home
of a celebrity.
Of a Nigerian rock star.
He's not a celebrity.
And I'm like, this is like saying you're famous in Rhode Island. Like...
Or like, I'm the biggest unsigned band in the world.
Exactly.
Yep. Like Guster used to be. Come at me if you know Guster.
I remember Guster.
They were the biggest unsigned band in the world. Yep. I think they're signed now.
Y'all, come at us if you're famous in Rhode Island and nobody knows, but nobody else knows you. But really, it's probably easier to be famous
in
Rhode
Island. We're famous on the internet.
Hey Siri, what's the population of Rhode Island?
In 2018, the population of Rhode Island was
1,057,000. Oh, my God.
That's not, let's see.
North Dakota. That's a less populous state.
I know, but it's not. Hey, Siri, what's the population of North Dakota?
Okay, I found this on the web, for I know it's night. Hey, Siri, what's the population?
Fuck you, Siri. Okay, fine. Anyway,
should we move on to our next lonely hurt?
I think we're done. Yeah, their mom's got to get the blessing, whatever.
Yeah, she's like, it doesn't matter. The mom doesn't need the blessing.
Yeah, that's about it. Let's move on to our next lonely hurt.
I'll just say, the jury rests at Lisa is vile. She's awful. Awful. She does groan a little bit more. She's like,
She groans a lot, y'all, especially, and this is a giveaway where I know this is going to work out. She literally gets in the car and she's like, honey, that's not good. At least Angela tries to be like a little youthful with Michael.
She does.
I will say Angela has a young spirit.
She does.
Lisa?
No, she seems like she's 70.
She's your tired grandmother.
Yeah, it's not good. Anyway,
Grandma Hazel, she was so tired. She made me rub her feet with alcohol.
What?
She just liked it when I rubbed her bunions with alcohol.
I wish you could see my face right
That's what
now
I had to do.
Because I'm horrified. No,
my grandma would say, baby, I just cooked you that dinner and my feet hurt so much.
I want to move on, to be
anyway,
honest.
Anyway, that's what I had to do.
I don't want to talk about bunions at all.
I think that's why I hate feet now. I just put that together.
Yeah. Can you leave that for your process and not ours? Thank you.
Let's talk about Big
Y'all,
Ed and
Bros. If someone says thank you like that, that means that means fuck off.
That means fuck off.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk about Big Ed and Rosemarie.
They're at the hotel. And
I wrote they are choking in a hotel.
Right. When he even says, he looks at her, he's like, that's your color. And she's like, what? He's like, you know, your dress. He's like, I didn't mean brown. I mean, that's your skin color.
No, she said brown first.
Oh.
He's like, that's your color. She's like, what, brown? So I can't, here's the deal. I've said this before about Rosemary. I said that she's probably crazy and cuckoo.
No, but now I disagree.
But now I'm wondering, is she just funny?
I have more to add to this
okay.
as we go on.
Y'all, that was a teaser for this segment. a teaser.
I think Big Ed was the one not representing himself. She even says, why do you want two beds? I feel like she's saying, let's just get down to it.
Yeah. I want to go to America.
I know what Americans like. Let me give you what you want, and this is what I need to do to make a good life for me and my son, and I can get my son, and that. And he's being all like...
Because we've heard on this show, just to clarify for some people that are new to 90 Day, because we do have a lot of new 90... We have
He has a disorder and doesn't have a neck.
No, I mean new to people of Love is Blind, and we also had a lot of 90 Day cray-crays jump over recently.
Welcome, Craze!
Welcome, Craze! But, a lot of people, I think, in other cultures see Americans as a more sexualized culture.
They do.
So that's what I think you were saying, that she's like, let's get down to it.
Yeah. And then he's like, so I need you to take, he pulls a Paul, y'all. And friend, I need you to take an STD test.
Well, he hasn't told her yet.
He's talking about it.
But we're seeing like that's going to happen next episode. But yeah, he better say that I'm going to take a test too.
I doubt it.
Because, look, if somebody traveled across the world and they said, hey, look, just for everyone's safety and just so we're on the same page, let's both take an STD test.
And let's be clear, y'all. Rose is like DTF. She's down to, like, fuck him.
Yeah, which I will say this episode.
Praise to her.
Praise to her. But Big Ed is giving me American Savior vibes.
Thank you. No, White Savior
or
vibes.
White Savior, yes, that's what
Can
I mean.
You backpedal on your love of him just
you know
for
what?
A little bit?
I still think there's...
I hated him.
It's different. With Paul, it's almost...
Don't compare. Do you still like him?
I do.
I don't.
With Paul,
gross.
There's this kind of like... Paul's a different... Because Paul's just different because he's so fucked up. With Ed, I think heart goes out to Ed a little bit because he's just, bless his heart, he just seems so damaged and neurotic.
He's still...
I don't even think he knows he's doing this White Savior.
But he's still... So, no, here's the thing.
He's a fear person. Like, for him to be in the city, to be with... This is all so triggering him. His fear,
he's still trying to save her, though.
I know, but I think he, in a way, it's like, it feels like it'll save himself.
But he still kind of almost thinks she's dirty. He doesn't even know her and wants to get an STD test from her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'd also like to say that Ed says there's definitely chemistry.
I think he's also a little delusional.
I would argue with that.
I would argue with that, too.
The first night, he whispered, I love you, my queen.
That's when
I wanted to throw myself out a window.
So I heard that, and I went, oh, that's just sad. I think, he's just so sad to me, Big Ed.
And the next morning, it says basically that he had the AC on all night.
Well, we could have told you this.
And she was freezing because he's kind of fat and,
every single one of you sissies out there that are in a relationship with somebody's chubby and the other person's slim just went same. I mean, that's me and my partner. I'm always hot because I'm the chubby one and he's always
I'm always hot though. Even when I'm thin.
Okay.
I can be 90 pounds and I'll be hot.
You could be your birth weight.
And
I literally think when you were born out of your mom's womb,
I'm hot.
It's hot in here.
And I agree.
Most babies are freezing. Poodle's like, ugh. Anyway.
I don't want this blanket.
I don't want this. Get this off. Stop swaddling me. I need my space. They should make a Look Who's Talking with you as the voice of that baby.
Like, get off me, Kirstie Alley. Tell me about your Scientology garbage. John Travolta, what are you doing here?
Oh, they were both Scientology. I bet that's how they got that movie.
Bruce Willis was in it.
He was the voice.
Yeah, he was the baby. Who else was in Look Who's Talking?
Well, Roseanne was the voice of the second baby.
Yeah, he was.
Who was it? Look who's talking. I don't remember.
Ask Siri.
Hey Siri, who's in Look Who's Talking?
Here are matches for Look Who's Talking.
Oh my God, I forgot Olympia Dukakis.
Yes.
Her most coveted role, really. Really.
Who were the guys? Ted Danson was one of them. Was he?
You're talking about Three Men and a Baby,
oh, I'm talking
you
about three
asshole.
Men and a baby.
Jesus. Anyway, y'all, Amy Heckerling?
She was the director.
Direct Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Do I need to, like, read the thing to you?
No, you just wanted to know.
I'm just going
to
talk about it because obviously you can't be counted on.
No, that was it.
Y'all, he even, so they're at the thing the next day, mm-hmm. and the show is trying to get us to believe that she is taking money out of his wallet. I disagree with this.
I disagree with that.
If you've ever been to a foreign country, sometimes when foreign nationals will just take your money and say, here, you don't understand my language.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Rose was trying to do.
Because he literally said before, I don't know what is that? He didn't know.
She's reaching into his wallet because he doesn't know how much money things are.
Do I think she just wants him for his money?
Yes. Yes. But she's actually trying to help him pay for things.
Yes, that's what I think. I laughed and laughed at how much Ed is inappropriately sweating.
He's awful.
I mean,
flop boob sweat.
He's got tit sweat. He's got back sweat. He's got all kinds of sweat, y'all.
When you don't have a neck, you just sweat like crazy.
I guess because if you wear a scarf, is it like wearing a scarf all the time?
I guess so.
He looked really incorporeal.
His orange shoes are unsightly. I want to say that.
They are.
Unsightly.
He is a highly anxious person. He does not need to be in
I do
this,
not like him.
All these people.
Green eggs and ham. I do not like him. Sam I am.
He
Let
wanted,
it be known.
He wanted to send us stickers, and I said no.
I don't like him, and I think he's gross.
I feel sorry for him. But
that's different than you like him.
We'll see. I don't know. It's not... I did like him, but we'll see. I think but we'll see how this comes out. His white savior stuff, Paul goes in with, I know better than you. He goes in with, oh my God, I think you're suffering.
There's
a different intention to
no,
that.
No, he's worse to me because that's, his idea is the Paul idea. He's just covering it up.
You think?
Yep.
Okay.
Are we done with Big Ed? Please.
I think.
Please.
Yeah, because she just fell asleep. And she was that pretend. I mean, she just said, I'm going to bed. And that was not
like, you want to watch TV?
Y'all, did you see the position she was in? Nobody sleeps in
no
that position.
No one sleeps like that. She was like, please don't fuck me in my sleep.
Yeah, he's like, do you want to watch TV? And she just was like, and he, and like off
y'all,
of fucking Brady Bunch, he was like, okay.
I've done that when I'm laying down and when they're like up and I'm like, don't fuck me when I'm asleep because you've already fucked me like three times when I was awake.
Oh, you mean, I was going to say the morning after I said, but you mean like 30 minutes later?
Yeah. Sometimes they stay.
When's the last time you had a guy stay the night?
What's our next Lonely
yeah,
Heart,
exactly.
Avery?
Has it happened since 2010?
It has.
Oh, well, you dated some people.
Yeah, they've stayed. But they've stayed far away on the other side of the bed from me.
Well, social distancing.
Yeah, I don't like their warmth. Come at me, y'all, if people you sleep with are too hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're, like, grabbing you and, like, holding on to you. And at one point, I just, like, push them aside.
I get it.
Avery.
Avery
our
and
next
Ash.
Lonely heart.
They seem normal. Famous last words.
A.K.A. boring.
There's not a lot that happened. They land in Melbourne.
They do meet.
And oh my God.
I will say this kiss is hot.
Is hot.
Yeah.
Ash is a good
he's
kisser.
He's like biting her lip and
bites
shit.
Bites her lip. And y'all know that means he's going to give cunnilingus like yep. a god.
And like afterwards, you can see him. He's got a boner. He's like almost.
Why didn't you tell me that? Why would you not have stopped it and rewound it for me?
He's basically spooging in his pants, y'all.
Ew. That is the most duplicitous thing you've ever done on this podcast.
It's not a big dick, if that helps you.
I
could just tell a boner.
I don't need to see.
Yeah, there you go. You're not interested in dicks smaller than 9 inches. Someone needs huge dicks, y'all. That's all they need.
I like to feel things, literally.
I like to experience a cornucopia of dicks.
That are at least over 6 inches.
Yes,
there
exactly.
You go.
Nothing less than five.
Mm-mm.
But I like all sizes, as long as they're not small.
Yeah, exactly. So then they're driving to the house, and he says, like, she wants it as much as I do. I didn't know if he was talking about sex or love.
It feels like he's going to, like, assault her. It's
weird.
He
was very Twitter-pated with her.
Anyway, he does say, she grabs his hand and says, your hands are very soft. He's like, I use lots of creams and lotions. And all I can think of is, when I fuck.
When he fucks.
That was
when
me.
When he fucks. Yeah.
Anyway.
Ash was with his brother, and he asked if they get an Airbnb.
His brother is hotter than he is.
We see a preview of him next week. Ash is very good looking. I'm really am hoping for the tell-all. Ash, if you're listening, you're not.
His but eyes look like stop. He's being like electrocuted in the asshole the
a
whole
little
time.
Bit. But Ash,
woo!
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 Got me there, Polly. Ash, do something different with your hair, honey.
It's not good.
Stop gelling it. I think
it's not good.
It would be better a softer, maybe
take the scrunch spray away.
Yeah, like think about this. That's all I want to say. The rest of you, it's hot and you seem nice so far. I'm sure we'll find out you're crazy later.
Can we talk about the flowers he gave her?
Oh, speaking of crazy.
Y'all, if you get black roses, you need to run.
Run. Run. And literally the producer says, do you know what they signify? And he's like, oh, yeah, they signify death.
From darkness comes light energy.
From darkness comes light energy. I mean, we're getting a little bit of cuckoo in that, like, what happened?
Our thing fell off.
Oh, God. Avery, they are, like, all into each other. And then Avery drops the bomb. We're going to sleep in separate rooms because I just want us
he's
to
like,
be spiritually connected.
Oh, fuck.
And he's like, I thought that was just on the chat, babe.
He wanted to ramrod her tonight.
I thought when we were in person, you would want me to put my shrimp on your Barbie.
He wanted to give her the old didgeridoo.
Yes, the didgeridoo.
Fuck me. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
That's a pretty good didgeridoo.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick. He wants to go down under.
That was a good didgeridoo.
It is.
Aussie, 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 you're pregnant.
Anyway, that's
y'all,
the
so
only Australian thing that could
him.
Be offensive.
I'm
so sorry to our Australian listeners out there because we have two Australian people on 90 Day Fiancé, and you need to be prepared. Jake and I are going to do terrible Australian accents.
Oh, my God, we still have three left to go.
I know. It's like an hour. This is going to be a long. We talked about Lisa for a long time.
And we talked before the show.
Oh!
What is? Oh, my God, it's 45 minutes.
It's fine. You know what? Oh,
where's
wait,
my phone?
We're still talking about them, right? Do you have anything else with them?
No.
I do want to say one thing.
Who's talking to me?
So apparently when Ashley and Avery and Ash got into a fight this last time, I guess he made these fucking bracelets for her and posted them on Instagram. Maybe you should let somebody know. But the way she got upset is she totally ghosted him and
she
didn't talk to him at all.
And she broke up with him like
twice. For y'all
twice.
Out there listening, if someone is ghosting you and they are over the age of 18, that's a red flag.
Red flag.
That's a red flag for communication and you need to run.
Yeah, I don't have anything more about them.
Okay, I think this is a good time. We're just going to
take a break.
Take a little break and we'll be right back.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
All right, we're back. Let's jump into...
I'm liking how everyone else gets a break but me.
You know what? You're fine. This was perfect because everybody needed to get a little break because next up...
Ooh. Y'all, I've been waiting for this all season long.
This is...
God, I wish I had more drink for this.
Oh, boy.
Y'all,
you got a rash in your drink. The bars are closed.
This is David.
David, he's 16. He's from Las Vegas.
He's looking for a motorhome.
He's looking for a $383,000 motorhome to live in. Y'all, this was nicer than our apartments.
I want to do a quick speed round.
Okay.
Of What does David remind you of? What does David's appearance remind you of? I'll go first.
Sure.
David is like Liberace, except boring and Midwestern.
Yes. Yes. That's
You're next.
David is like Richard Marx's unsuccessful older brother.
Fair. David is like Peter Pan with sun damage.
Accurate. David is like a beagle brought to life.
That is fair.
Yes.
Jackie
Wiseman. We love beagles.
My last one is David is like someone who's playing like Linus from a terrible road company of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. With that long polo shirt.
Yes. Yes. David is like Just for Men actor who's been cut from a commercial.
And scene.
His hair color is not good.
Like, this is a terrible look for someone, y'all.
You know,
the clothes are off, the face is off, the hair is off, everything is off.
You know what I kind of wish? He and Yolanda are perfect for one another.
They are.
And she lives in Las Vegas, too. Couldn't you just see it? Oh, that's my David. We didn't see her this episode.
We need to talk about the fact that David knows how to unicycle.
You know, one of my good friends, Kara, knows how to unicycle.
Does she really?
But she's a hipster, and so therefore it's ironic and kind of cool.
But David, like, has been doing it for a long time. Can you imagine what it would be like to see some motherfucker unicycling down the street? I would throw something at them.
I mean, I would be fascinated by it, actually. I think it would be kind of cool.
No, it's stupid.
Mean, but can you imagine just sitting on, with no handlebars, just sitting on a pole for hours and hours?
I can.
Now he's on board.
I'm on board.
Y'all, Jake's a unicycler.
Something like just like poking inside me. Yeah. Can we talk about his cat whose name is Mothra?
I don't understand that name.
Mothra was Godzilla's, like when a moth was so big.
Mothra?
Fought Godzilla. Where have you been?
I give no fucks about anything Godzilla. That doesn't interest me.
Mothra
Universal's tribe
is like
with the monsters.
The
I don't want to see
the
it.
Big,
that
like,
little Stranger Things girl, I don't care.
Mothra is the big villain compared to Godzilla.
Really?
He's basically, David's a huge nerd, y'all. He's a Trekkie. He's everything. He's been talking, I need to say this, he's been talking to Lana from Pavlograd, who's 27 years old.
Wow.
He likes women who, my voice is getting higher because I can't believe what I'm saying. He thinks that that sexy, sexy sound is from when women talk like Natasha from Bullwinkle, Boris and Natasha.
Mm-hmm. Which,
yo, I'm going to go take a bathroom break for a minute.
Oh, God.
Hold on, because I hear someone knocking the door. I just want to make sure it's just my neighbor.
Who? Oh. Well, I thought you were dead in an alley. Look who's here.
Hello, dosvidaniya.
Y'all,
it's Cousin Olga.
How did Cousin Olga get here?
Polskaya.
How did you get here, Olga?
Do not question my methods. I am here when I need to be.
Well, did you watch this episode?
In other words, I've been living, I've been avoiding coronavirus with very, very rich West Hollywood man. He think he's gay, but I fuck him with a dildo.
Oh.
It's fine.
It's fine. Then nobody gets anything.
I get money.
Oh, okay.
That's important.
That is important.
See. Si.
Olga, what did you think about David in this episode and his girlfriend,
Lena. First of all, she get $100,000. She could already like move to Greenland or do something else for herself.
Okay.
First of all, David, can you text me your email? I am ogle poodle sky@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Surprisingly,
wow, no one had it. You need to text me. I have new business opportunity for you. You can go inside my pussy.
Oh, that's
Is
great.
Is that okay? It's a that's whole great. Business. That's anyway, great. You leave Lena, you come to talk to me, and we make something special happen. I hear you have over $100,000, and that's all I need to know.
Oh.
Anyway, Lana stupid, Lana not exist, Olga Puruskaya out.
Out.
I go to fuck West Hollywood, man.
All right, Olga. Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Bye. Don't
you
get
so
corona,
much.
Everybody. Don't
Bye,
get no corona.
Olga. Okay. Poodle, you missed her again.
She is making her visit so much quicker than she used
she
to.
She is very quick.
I don't even
very
get it.
Very quick. Very quick.
Anyway.
She is...
What'd she say?
She really, you know, I think that she has respect for Lana because she's getting that money. I think she's a little jealous.
Makes
she
sense.
She wants to get paid.
She likes to get paid.
I do like to get paid, too. I agree with her.
So, Lana.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Somebody else is here.
Oh, no.
Well, hold on. We got to knock at the door.
Oh, who is it?
Who is it? One second. I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Hello. This is Bullwinkle. I think this is some fucked up shit. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, Bullwinkle.
Y'all, Bullwinkle might pop in this season, too.
That's true.
I'm just saying. I just
oh,
ran
wait,
out.
Oh, wait, there's someone else coming.
Hello. It is Natasha from Boris and Natasha. I found David's idea of my speech entirely upsetting. Boris, fuck me or eat my pussy.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm leaving now. I don't want to deal with this post-Cold War bullshit. Dos vidania.
Boy.
Oh, wow. We had Natasha wow. stop by.
Wow.
Who knew that could happen?
Who knew that could happen? I like Natasha. Olga's kind of yeah. like, sly Natasha think, doesn't give a fuck.
I think it hurt Natasha's voice to do that, but that's fine.
Oh, man.
So, David, y'all.
I just fell on the ground laughing, literally. I just fell on the ground.
I'm so glad Natasha can make you do that.
Oh, that's great.
I want to say that that David has been talking to Lana for
seven years.
Fucking years.
Y'all, that's like Harry Potter is a wizard in that amount of time. That's a long fucking time. It's a long fucking time.
I went through puberty twice in 7 years.
It's true.
And he's never talked to her.
No, but he pays for a chat. By
but
the minute.
Her visual is only available.
Yes. But she can't use Yahoo chat like other people.
And he
are.
Says it's too expensive, yet he sent her $100,000.
Yes.
Y'all, Olga needs to get with him. Did she get on that?
She's gonna try to.
Okay, good.
She put her email out.
She'll
out
sniff
there.
That out like a bloodhound.
So David goes to meet with his friends, Dave and Victoria.
Okay. These two are right out of Russian Central Casting.
I know.
These two are spies.
They're totally.
Y'all, these two are spies.
This is some Americans bullshit. Ooh, I love that
I
show.
I wrote that Victoria is an Eastern European madam.
She is. And Victoria, but they keep it real because they're like basically like, so you've tried to meet her three times and they said, she's like, what about the first time? And he's like, well, she stood me up. And then she says,
one point, she's like, then his brother, her brother
yeah, what
died.
What about the second time? Her brother died. And then the third time,
medical emergency.
And I'm like, has she been reading Poodle's Book of Dating?
I know.
Because Poodle's used all that, these.
The first date is always, or the first date you don't want to go on is always your brother died.
Yeah.
And the second one is always a medical emergency.
Always.
Like, I need a spleen.
And the third one, usually he tells people, is that he's pregnant.
Yeah, and I need more money.
You need more money. Yeah. Anyway, my favorite of her line was, she said, he's like, but I know her. She'll show up. And she says, you're no computer. And I was like, bitch, that's real. That's some real shit.
They were, like, keeping it real with him.
They were.
I wrote down that Dave's shirt's dye color doesn't exist in nature. It was this weird orange
this
color.
Is weird. He wears, you can tell his clothes are old.
She's a mail order bride, y'all.
What do you, y'all, come at us and let us know. What does David do for a living? I want to know.
It's strange.
Because people in Vegas do weird shit or
yeah,
boring
Vegas
shit.
Vegas is weird.
There's no in between. Weird or boring.
The last thing I had with these two is that they talk 4 hours a day.
4 hours a day. And
he's just at a random public park chatting. Y'all,
he doesn't look like a pedophile at
all.
If
there is a way to get on the sex offender catalog.
That is the way.
It is with a laptop in a park.
In a chat room. That's not.
It is fucked up.
I mean, we go a little bit that. So there's his friend, his friend Anya. Guess who he tried to fuck
this
before.
This is sketch.
It's sketch.
I have a feeling that Anya is probably Lana.
Oh.
Yeah.
My. Yeah. God.
Or something like that. Yeah. That's why they're introducing her. Where have you been? Have you ever seen this show before?
What if. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
What if she's real like Maria, though?
If.
We never know because. Maria flipped the switch.
Maria made all of our jaws drop, and I, like, sucked the dick of the TV. Like,
you know
TLC, like, fucked my throat.
Come on.
Like, go. And I was like, give it to me, TLC. Shoot down my gullet.
This is old
that
school.
That was gross.
That was gross. You said gullet. I tried to just go over it because that was disgusting. I was trying to just go right over it. That was disgusting. Wow, that's so gross.
Sorry.
Y'all, I feel like the day you saw Maria is kind of like when people talk about the day that JFK died.
Yeah, or like the Challenger explosion.
Or the Challenger.
Yeah. When I saw Maria, I can remember exactly where
know,
I was.
Where were you when you saw Maria?
When she said, I'm not accountant.
Let us know on our Twitter at 90 Day Gays or on our
Where were you when you saw Maria?
Tweet us at 90 Day
Caesar's
Gays
Maria.
And let us know. Where were you when you saw Maria?
Anyway, so he's been talking to Anya for a while. I just want to talk about his play-by-play of their emoji.
That was so fucking weird.
He's basically like, certain types of chats we have sometimes... Some sexual things happen. Sometimes we have like devil horns, and that means dirty sexual things for us. You know, I'm not going to talk about that. And not to say anything, but you know, a little bit of a emoji where they're covering their mouth means like I'm sucking her pussy.
Jesus.
That's David's voice, by the way.
Great. I'm glad I'm going to have to sit with that for a season.
Should we talk about Stephanie?
Yeah, we have a lot of people still to talk about.
Yeah,
but not
no
a lot
shit.
Of much happened. Stephanie America, not too much happened.
yeah, I find, to be the first same-sex couple, I find them completely boring.
I think we're going to see crazy when we get there.
Yeah.
I think they are, think about it, who have couples that we have that are boring separately and then together we're crazy.
Can we talk about the fact that we need to see Stephanie's pug's junk? Like, we saw its belly at least, but I swear to God, I saw that pug's penis.
You know, he's just sleeping with his tongue out.
He's just sleeping with his tongue out. I don't need it, though.
You know what? I can relate to that pug because I've seen you drunk. I've seen your junk many a time fall out of your... Especially when you used to wear jeans with holes in them.
Oh, you know what? My penis did stick out.
I mean, really.
Can we talk about...
Y'all, oh, you don't even know poodles. I had to throw some of those away on Saturday.
I miss those jeans.
He had acid wash jeans with holes in them, y'all.
I miss those. Can we talk about that Stephanie is wearing what I call a purple Scarlett O'Hara dress?
She was.
It's like her, like the sleeves are down on her biceps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the way she does her makeup, I have to say. Her makeup
it's her best feature.
It's so pretty. She's a pretty, pretty girl. She's worried, though, because Erica likes to go out and party, and she likes to sit at home with her dogs and watch TV.
She's got a real problem. She's like, I'm worried that she has more of a social life than I do.
Which, I guess, do you think maybe Stephanie's been more of an introvert because she's got a disease?
Some kind of, like, weird disease.
Like,
and she does terrible songs about pizza.
Oh, you're not going to let that one go.
Nope, they're bad.
Stephanie's going to be celibate, y'all, because she's been fucked over before.
And Stephanie's...
So, she's not scissoring with anybody.
Stephanie's packing lots of tops with, like, Morticia Adams sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the way down.
Yeah. She likes a good flowy.
It's not good. And she's, like, packing so many meds.
Well,
there's
she has
no
to.
Way, there's no way she's getting that by a sky cab.
Yeah, but you wish you would have packed more meds when you went to China.
That is true.
You didn't even have Mucinex and you were fucked.
It's true. And she's celibate.
And you probably wish you would have packed some vodka. Like powder vodka you could rehydrate.
When I found vodka, I was so excited.
Finally found vodka there?
Yeah. It took a while.
It did.
When we found, there was like all kinds of baijiu. And the baijiu got me.
What kind of... Wait, well, no. What's a baijiu?
A baijiu is kind of like fermented sorghum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Okay, right, let's move on to Darcy.
Yeah, we're done.
I think we're good.
Not a lot happened. Poodle said
they're
this.
At the spa, y'all.
Poodle said this, though, and I think it's true. I don't think they had a lot to do for Darcy this season, but
they're just trying to give
Darcy.
Us like red meat. Yeah,
you know what? I'm here for it. Yeah,
it's a girl's day with
now
Stace
what
and
red
Raina.
Meat steak sounds good. Outback Steakhouse. I want pumpernickel bread.
You know, Outback Steakhouse is never good. So shut up. Peter Luger's is good.
You don't
steak.
Think their salad with ranch and their pumpernickel bread's good?
For trashy people.
You don't think it's good?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm trashy.
That's all I needed to get to.
I feel like we're in Monte Carlo.
I feel like
we're in Europe.
We're spa's like Europe, Saint-Tropez. You guys, this is a fucking La Quinta Inn. This is a La Quinta Inn with a pool. I don't know where they've been.
Why am I coughing like I have emphysema?
If you have fucking corona, cover your mouth over there.
I don't have corona.
You can put it in your elbow.
I'm
Y'all
fine.
Y'all just coughed in my face.
I'm the most careful of anybody you will know.
You literally used to sneeze in your hands 2 days ago, and I finally made you stop doing that and kept telling you who sneezes in their hands.
Anyway, I want to talk about Darcy's
eyebrows.
I want to talk about Darcy's eyebrows. That looked like they were drawn on like Magna Doodle. You know that thing where you take the staff and go.
If somebody just shook her head, they would fall off.
Like her eyebrows are drawn on.
They're
same
very,
with Stacey.
Well, they've got to look the same.
Yeah.
They are
Magna Doodled.
So Darcy gets in there and she's like, they're with her friend Raina. So Stacy, Darcy, and Raina.
I want to say that there are some questionable costume choices being done at this time.
Oh, there's...
Like, they're poured into these bikinis.
They are.
Like, they're falling out.
They are.
Yeah.
The girls, if you've got Tiggo bitties, get a swimsuit top that fits you well.
Yeah.
And no, don't start talking about titties.
And you look great, but
when
like,
y'all talked about Tania's tits, people freaked out in the sissy squad.
But
so don't come at us.
If I can see 3 centimeters from your nipple, you need a better fitting sitting.
She was poured into him.
Yeah. She was poured into him.
Poured into. But you know what? That's her way. But so she shows Raina pictures. She's like, they're so funny the way they talk sometimes. Like, they sit down there, and she's like, well, when you see what I got, I mean, can't believe you do something like this. And her friend Raina's like, what do you mean? And then Darcy just jumps in and she's like, well, well, I can't do Darcy, but she's like, well.
Well, you can't do you Darcy.
Can't,
you,
or, no, I can't do Stacy.
Well, it's more like this.
Yeah, it's more
much
like that.
Much more aggressive. Stacy's very aggressive. It
is. And she's like, just wait till I show you. And then she shows the pictures.
Why are we not doing a 90 Day Fiancé theater?
You are right.
Thank you.
Y'all, this is a 90 Day Gays theater.
90 Day Gays theater.
The scene, a pool in Saint-Tropez, a.k.a. an Econo Lodge.
Newark.
Yeah, Newark.
Newark. They're just in, like, terrible bathrobes.
And I'm going to be playing the role of Darcy.
And I'll be playing the role of Stacy and Raina.
Oh, wow.
I'm a dual role.
Someone's a Meryl Streep of podcasting today.
Someone can give me fucking double the paycheck.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
And we start out and scene.
Well, it's sometimes things are hot and cold. It looks like things are really cold for me. Hot for somebody else, though.
Raina. Wait. Are you telling me that Tom is in New York? I've had at least 3 Klonopin.
Yeah, I want to have one of those later. He's in New York, and Stacy sent me the pictures to prove it.
Stacy, yeah, it's true. She's right. He's in New York. I don't know what to say.
Look at this picture. He's lost 45 pounds. He cut his hair. He's with a young 25-year-old. I'm not jealous at all.
Wait. Are you telling me that Tom is in New York? I mean, what does this even mean?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's in New York. And,
Raina, this is Stacy. Raina, take your, like, medication. I mean, wake up. Take an espresso.
Play me for a fool. He played me for a fool.
You know what? Maybe he wasn't even in today. Maybe he wasn't even into you. It's time. What are you gonna do? Raina,
I mean, it's whatever you think, Darcy and Stacy. My face is drawn on.
Why won't he love me?
And scene.
I mean,
Raina, y'all, Raina's on something.
Raina's on something.
Yeah, and Stacy's like trying to jump down Darcy's throat.
And Stacy literally was like, she was like, Darcy's like, play me for a fool. And then Stacy says,
yep,
all along, the whole time, needle, needle, needle.
She's the worst sister in the world.
I mean, so then Darcy starts crying because, you know, it is very ironic that we're watching on our Gatreon, that we're watching season 2.
Yeah.
Because Jesse is...
He's so awful to her.
He's abusive to Darcy. And so if you think Darcy's kind of cuckoo, but when you've seen season 2...
You get it all. You understand it.
You get it all. She is scared and she is terrified that this is just going to be another Jesse moment.
Anyway, no, you get it.
So... Basically, they finish up where basically Raina says, look, we want to see you face to face, and we wanted you to tell him no.
We want you to tell him no.
No.
Yeah. And she was so awful. Like, so fucking awful.
You be the badass bitch that you are and show him.
You be a badass bitch.
And show him what you lost. And then Darcy says, to top it off,
I won't go. Because of these photos. I am going to New York.
Hold on, I've got to do my Darcy hand. I can't do it well.
Yep. I'm going to New York.
You have to do the Darcy hand, yeah.
And I'm showing my strength and empower women, all my women daughters, all women running for office, women that are firefighters, women that are police women, women that are working mom, women that like to sit on 2 dicks in 1 night. I'm going to go to New York for them.
Y'all, Darcy has a misguided idea of what she thinks women
need.
It's
all about love. Love. Anyway.
I want to explore.
That's all I have for them. Do you have anything
else? That's all I have for the show.
That's all you have for the show?
Yeah.
It was such a short show.
No, it's not.
It wasn't. It was long. It was a long. Get me out of
y'all,
this place.
It's time for sissy shout-outs.
Uh-oh. And y'all, we've got to do a big shout-out to Mary Shexy. Mary Shexy, because y'all, okay. She made a document that she calls.
Oh, y'all, this was great.
She actually did what we bitched about. She made an Excel spreadsheet with all of our sissy shout-outs, y'all.
I don't know how to do any of that.
We were so confused. She did it all. It's wonderful. So now we're going to keep on track and not repeat people, and we're going to know what letter we're on. So thank you, Mary.
No, we're barely. Barely.
Barely. So this
barely,
week,
barely,
this
barely,
week we're barely, on F and G. Poodle, are you doing F or G?
I'm doing F.
I knew you would. He has always does F.
Can I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here to talk about her last name begins with F.
Okay.
And her first name is Lindsay Schlitz, like the malt liquor.
Like the malt liquor.
Yeah. Like Schlitz malt liquor.
Okay.
Y'all, Lindsay loves the game Duck, Duck, Goose.
Oh, that's good.
I love nothing more, like to the point where she organizes whole adult parties with Duck, Duck, Goose.
Oh.
But unlike other Duck, Duck, Goose, you have to touch the person's penis.
Oh, so this is not a children's game.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Duck, Duck, Dick. That's this game.
I've won it. Won or you're lost? Like,
Lindsay Schlitz is into sex parties.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Before I be it for me to call it sex parties, though.
You just did.
So, and what I will say also, these are also cosplay, like Duck Duck Goose parties. Put on a hat on a hat, if you will.
So it's like that.
Like people are Scarlet Witching. People
that
are
Asian
like
Asian girl from Street Fighter.
Yes, Chun-Li.
Where
did that come from?
I
don't know how I remember that.
I love it.
Do you know how you come up with shit that you don't remember for years?
Remember that?
I don't know.
You are useless.
So Chun-Li is at her party, and Chun-Li is like touching like Ryu's dick.
Ryu was hot.
And he goes, duck, duck, dick. And then Ryu chases her Chun-Li around, and then all she can do is they go, when instead of finding a new seat, they go into a big outer room, and she shows him her big pottery collection.
Oh.
And so when she does pottery,
okay,
with a lesbian, she goes, oh, my love, Jesus. My darling. She's got a lesbian relationship, y'all. That's hard to say. Lindsay Schlitz loves lesbian pottery.
But her name starts with the F. Oh, Fitz.
Lindsay Fitz. Thanks, Frucker. Anyway.
You said Frucker.
She is doing her best. So every person who wins Duck Duck Dick gets a piece of nice lesbian pottery.
Wonderful. But that's the best pottery.
And scene.
See, I want some lesbian pottery.
Me too.
Come at us, y'all.
I can't do pottery.
You got some lesbian pottery cups? Send them to Poodle.
That wasn't filthy.
No, that wasn't that bad.
My last one was filthy.
It was filthy. You gave Alyssa a break. All right, y'all. Our next sissy shout-out goes to April. Her last name starts with the G, but we're going to call her April Fib.
Okay.
April Fib.
Okay.
Y'all, April Fib. You know, actually, she's got a birthday coming up, actually.
Oh.
I saw on Facebook, it's March 31st.
What the fuck?
So, what happened?
This fell off.
It's coming up on the 31st. Good for
Why don't you really nail down who she is?
So, well, her blood type's O negative. No, I'm kidding. So, April.
You can find her at Quincy's.
727. No, why I wanted to bring this up is her birthday's come up, and a lot of people don't know that she does a secret birthday celebration.
Oh.
Where she celebrates birthdays of herself and dinosaurs that could have been born if we weren't hit by the comet. So what she, and so that happened a lot because y'all, she really got obsessed with the Land Before Time as a kid.
I can get my own green food.
She loved, and then when
my brother and I said that to each other so much, I can get my own green food.
And then when dinosaurs came out on ABC,
that was a fucker. I love that show.
She loved the dinosaurs on ABC. So she really is an empathetic person.
Not the mama.
And she does energy work. And so she likes to sit and meditate on her birthday and celebrate all the birthdays of dinosaurs that could have been born.
That could have been born.
That could have been born. That's her favorite thing to do. And then also, y'all, her husband has BDF. He's really handsome.
You can't look at their Facebook profiles, but that's fine.
I didn't. I'm just, it's a dick sense. He didn't know
it's
that.
It's the dick sense.
And that
dick sense.
And that's what I was going to tell you next, is that she actually is obsessed with the smallness of what's the ones that go with the little arms?
T-Rex.
T-Rex. Their dicks are so little.
They are.
And mm-hmm. so she,
I knew that.
And she, and a lot of people don't know, she's obsessed with small dinosaur dick because she's just used to her husband's that's so
just
big.
Just like plugging
she's
her.
Just grass is greener. She's like, please give me a small dick one day.
Ooh, the grass is always greener on somebody else's front lawn. Ooh, the grass is always greener with somebody else's something on.
We actually sang that song and we can't remember it.
And I tried to harmonize, but you fucked it up.
No, you didn't remember the words because I'm tired and you're drunk.
Point made.
Point made. Anyway, y'all, that is...
That's the show for tonight.
I'm not done with my sissy shout-out.
Oh, God.
No, I'm done. April Fib, that's your sissy shout-out. I hope you like
you
dinosaurs.
You just gave her name.
I said Fib.
Anyway.
But that is the show, y'all. Y'all, we appreciate you so much. Very, very much. We love this community.
Y'all, and we're going through some shit right now.
We are.
And we really appreciate... everybody for supporting us, whether it's Patreon or just our regular
Sissy
podcast.
Sissy Squad,
or just like Keep Going Queens, anything.
We appreciate it very much. We will know that Jackie, our fearless den mother, in the moderator for the Facebook group, she did make a post that we're trying to keep...
we're trying to keep Sissy Squad coronavirus
free. However...
Unless there are great memes.
But I think Jackie did make one thread that is in the Sissy group, I believe, that people can use kind of just to vent their corona stuff. And if you want to read it, great. But if you want to scroll on to regular frivolity, please
and
go ahead.
Can I just say this one thing, guys? Know that where we are now is not going to be forever.
Yeah.
It will. No, we are here now. We will not be here forever. It's going to be different in a week.
It's going to be different.
I don't know if it's going to be completely different, but... We will not be here forever.
Friends in Italy have told that.
Oh my God!
Have said the grocery stores have food again now. Yeah. Like it's
y'all.
It's
no so one's just, running out of food. It's just a supplying error.
And you know what? Shit and shower. Just shit and shower. Bye, tushy.
Don't shit in your shower.
No, don't do that. No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
But
anyway,
I will say, y'all, we got a lot of stuff coming up that's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're really trying to bring y'all fun.
Our Friday bonus episode is going to be fun.
So take that, if you're in the Gatreon at any level, you can take that poll. So please go ahead and let us know that.
Watch out for our bonus episode.
You can also leave us a review. We're up to 1,600 reviews now. We
y'all,
get to 2,000, we're doing a live
show. And it's probably going to be this summer.
That's if we can gather in public.
And that's if The Walking Dead and I'm not riding a white horse down the streets of Atlanta.
Yeah. So, but we would like, so leave us a 5-star review and say, keep going, Queen.
Or something. Y'all, we've had so many great reviews.
Yes.
I read them and cry at night.
And I read them and laugh at him crying.
I cry easily.
He does. Also, you can get your merch at sissythattalk.com. There's a link. You can go to our merch store. We got, we've got to post that. We should do that next week because we have some ads with our Plus girls.
We thought it was rude to do it this week,
so maybe we'll post it next week.
But y'all, we got tons of other podcasts to listen to. We got our Bravo Southern Charm podcast. That's Sweet Tea.
We still got Love is Blind. Shout out to one of our good friends, Kate Casey, has an interview with the creator of Love is Blind that she did a week ago. She has Rory from Love is Blind. And y'all,
Kate Casey is reality life with Kate Casey.
Give her some reviews because she just asked for podcast reviews.
Yeah, and y'all, Kate Casey is the best interviewer
Sweet. So sweet, so kind.
Because we're terrible. We're good at just like talking about dicks. Kate Casey gets down to it.
So give her some reviews on iTunes and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
We've got Dear Maddie, we got Sissy That, or we got Sweet Tea.
I talked about Sweet Tea.
We've got River Mails, and then we've got Sabrina.
Which we're going to do when we get a chance.
Y'all, when the
corona gets over, we're going to
do Sabrina. We're trying. We will do Sabrina. And last but not least, Poodle. We call these people Lonely Hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts?
Yes.
Jesus.
And if you decide to get a 90-day fiancé who's not coronavirus-ridden, call us.
Poodle. I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.